U.S. Senate is set to vote on ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would federally ban bias in the workplace based on sexuality and gender identity.
With some Republicans backing the bill, more senators coming out in support of it today, ENDA appears to have a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate.
The bill will still face hurdles in the House before any possibility of becoming law. Speaker John Boehner has voiced his opposition.
Gay rights did make news in the House today, though, with Representative Michael Michaud of Maine saying he's gay, becoming the 7th member of Congress to be openly gay, lesbian, or bisexual.
Here with us now to talk about the Employment Non-Discrimination Act is New York Times congressional reporter Jeremy Peters. Jeremy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So it looks like supporters are feeling pretty optimistic going in. How would you say it looks right now in the Senate?
Well, for the bill to clear this first hurdle, it looks like the supporters are guaranteed a victory. Now, of course, this is only the first step in what is going to be a multi-day process that will take us into the end of the week. But barring any kind of unforeseen troubles, it appears that the bill will overcome the filibuster by the end of the week and become law. I'm sorry, not become law. That is one thing that is quite uncertain. If this clears the Senate, it of course then would be it would need to go to the House in order for it to become law, and that appears highly unlikely at this point because of Republican opposition.
Now, we've seen this kind of legislation before. In the past, it has failed, and it seems as though this time the difference is that there is Republican support behind it, some of it up front, some of it sort of behind the scenes. Tell us a story about how that Republican support is playing out this time.
Well, it's been fairly muted, I would say. You have a handful, really, 4 who came out prior to this weekend. Today, you had a 5th. Senator Dean Heller of Nevada, who said he would vote for this. Now, remember, that's only 5 of 45 Senate Republicans. It's not a huge amount, and it by no means points to any sort of overwhelming support in the Republican Party, at least it's contingent in Congress for gay rights legislation. Now, the people who have been working this bill on the Republican side, Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Mark Kirk of Illinois, of course, represent rather moderate states. So I think when you look to places kind of elsewhere in the country, states that are redder politically, this remains something that Republicans are very wary of supporting.
I've heard that there is some support, possible support, I should say, behind the scenes, Republicans who aren't declaring themselves. Are you seeing evidence of that, too?
I'm told that. Of course, nobody wants to say who has given them private assurances that they will vote for this. I can tell you, though, that gay rights supporters and sponsors of the bill in the Senate are pretty confident that they will get at least a handful more, that they could have somewhere in the order of 6 or 8 Republicans who ultimately vote for this. And they have their sights set on Rob Portman of Ohio, who came out earlier this year in support of gay marriage after learning that his son is in fact gay. And then you have Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, who also seems to be somewhat persuadable on this. Now, others that are probably a little bit less likely to go for it but have not been written off are John McCain of Arizona and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania.
Now, what arguments are the opposition making right now in terms of why they're still voting against it?
Well, that's interesting, because what you don't hear is a lot of the rhetoric around these battles that you would have heard 5-10 years ago. There's almost no condemnation of homosexuality, at least among those in the Senate. Republican senators are being very careful not to make this an issue of moral judgment. What they are doing is saying this bill will open the door to frivolous lawsuits and be a trial lawyer's bonanza. So that's the route that they have chosen to take rather than kind of going in a more religious direction.
Now, it seems that there still are some misunderstandings, reading, for instance, the New York Times today, people talking about employers having to pay for sex change operations, for instance, or, say, a Christian school having to hire someone who cross-dresses for that school. These are the types of concerns and misunderstandings that are still apparently dogging this process. Where would you say they're coming from?
Well, I don't want to leave you with the impression that there are not elements out there that are trying to make this an issue of homosexuality. There are religious conservative groups like the Family Research Council and others that are saying things like outright distortions, saying that this will allow children to be taught by men wearing dresses, or that this will allow pedophiles to be protected under the law. So there is that certainly happening. It's happening on the margins, and it's not something that I think a lot of people in the Senate on the Republican side are taking very seriously.
Now, it sounds like some Republicans have been concerned that if they didn't support this legislation, that the Republican Party would, you know, look out of step with the way that the country as a whole is feeling. Is that sort of what's driving the Republican support that we're seeing so far?
I think that's part of it. But, you know, when you look at the numbers, there are still 40 Republicans who are not sure that this is a good idea. So I don't know that they're all that concerned about looking out of step. I think that what the Republican sponsors are saying is this is an issue of fairness, and it's just kind of about time that they finally added gays, lesbians, bisexual people, transgender people to federal non-discrimination law. I mean, I think if you were to ask most Americans, are gay people protected under federal law, they would say yes, and that is not the case. It's not the case in 29 states, in fact. And so I think what you have more than any political calculation is really just a recognition that this should be done. It's a relatively straightforward law. It's not something that is as politically risky as, say, same-sex marriage, which, you know, interestingly enough, some of the Republican supporters of this bill do not support. Susan Collins of Maine, who has worked very hard to get people on her side of the aisle to support this, is not a supporter of same-sex marriage, but yet this is one issue that she has taken up very passionately. So there still are a lot of reservations around other gay rights issues in the Republican Party.
Do you have any idea how many states already have laws similar to End on the Books right now?
21 in the District of Columbia.
So is that, you know, part of why the support is there now as well, that this is something that, you know, a lot of people are already seeing in their states?
Yeah, because when they ask their constituents about this, their constituents assume that it's already the law. So I think for a number of them, they just don't see any political downside in doing this at all.
And what do you expect to happen as it starts its movement in the Senate?
Well, I think today it will be a first real test of how much Republican support it will have. We know, or at least we think, it's going to get the 60 votes that it needs. It has now five Republicans who are on record as supporting it. It will be interesting to watch how many more, if any, come around. I know that supporters of the legislation feel optimistic they can get a handful more. And that could be a signal to people in the House of Representatives who might be wary of supporting this over there. Now, it will be very difficult to get this moving in the House. It's the Republicans control everything over there. It's unlike the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats. And the Speaker, John Boehner, came out with a statement today saying that he is opposed to this legislation because he believes it would open the floodgates to lawsuits. So supporters of this legislation in the House hope that there is some backdoor way that they can flip this into a larger piece of legislation like the Defense Authorization Act, which will have to come up for a vote before the end of the year. Whether or not that happens, I would not bet on it at this point. It looks like a pretty difficult task. But still, regardless of what happens in the House, the Senate action, assuming that it ultimately passes in the Senate, will be significant because the Senate has not voted on a non-discrimination measure that includes gay people since 1996.
It's been a while. Well, we'll be watching it, and I'm sure you will too. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Jeremy Peters, congressional reporter at The New York Times.